20 minutes past 10 o'clock on a Wednesday morning, and it's my great privilege to welcome to the studio Marilyn Buster. Now, Marilyn has been in the travel industry for most of her working career. In 2009, she opened her own travel agency, I Travel Smart. Business and life went both swimmingly until March 2019, when the entire tourism industry was turned on its head by COVID-19, and that created both problems and opportunities. So that's kind of your background commercially, Marilyn, but I want to go back a little bit further than that to your earlier days. Where did you grow up?
Wow. Ek se Vrystaat meisie.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Well, you wear it well.
I wear it well. No, I was born in Kimberley, raised a little bit in Bloemfontein, but then we moved to Durban, and I was raised by my mom, single parent, and in about standard 8, what is it now, grade 11, we moved to the North Coast. My mom got married, and my roots are really much the North Coast, and I went to Stanger.
Oh, so you actually do have a long heritage here.
I've got proper.
In the greater Ballito area. Yes. Stanger High you went to.
Absolutely. Grew up in Mandini.
And what was school like in those days?
Come on, it was the best. I think if we can bottle it and give it to our young generation now, it was just amazing. Sadly, it's not the same, Stanger, but the people that came out of Stanger... is still a lot of them are still on North Coast.
Were you a good student? Were you a sporty student?
Sporty,
were you academic?
I scraped through the C's, the C's and the D's. No, I think life was just sport, a little bit of academics to get through, but I was not the A-plus student on the sports field.
So what did you then aspire to as a potential career when you were at school?
You know what? I think just raising my own son these days, I wasn't quite sure, but I knew adventure and travel was the thing. So it wasn't something I knew I wanted to do from the age of 15, but I did a tourism degree and eventually then joined Penn Travel those days.
Okay. I spoke to someone the other day who said that she wanted to be an air hostess.
Oh, because wow. Then you can see the world.
But she was too short. Did you want to be an air hostess, or was that not part of your plan?
Nah.
No.
Travel and tourism.
So literally from the get-go, you wanted to go into the industry of travel.
Yes. Yes.
And you did a degree in tourism.
Yes.
I didn't know that there was such a thing.
It's not a degree, it's a diploma. So it was like your 6 months diploma, and I think you get your experience and your degree actually while you're working.
So you then qualified as a travel agent.
Correct.
And one has an idea that travel agents have been replaced by AI and by apps and by various other online booking mechanisms, and yet it's not the case, is it?
I think travel is definitely based on still that need to know basis and things to run smoothly, and just out of COVID you think is travel going to come back, you know, with the fear of online bookings and that. But COVID was actually such a testimony that people just want people. And we're actually so busy, and the travel industry has bounced back significantly after COVID.
So there is still a demand for the human connection.
Human connection, always.
Is that because people are afraid that if they do it themselves, they'll make a mistake and then they'll be on their own?
Well,
in a foreign land.
I think it's more domestically. I think people have to empower themselves to do things, but I think it's more the complicated things that they just need that bounce board to know that everything is running smoothly. Because in travel, if it goes wrong, it goes wrong properly.
Give me an example of where it's gone wrong properly in your career.
Just, you know, th- things like expired passports. You get to the airport and things aren't right. Your visas aren't right. Or they've lost their passport. I've had a client that lost their passport Airbnb not long ago. And, you know, it's the simple things that...
And can you help in that kind of situation?
You can't physically help them to get the passport, but you can give them the advice. It calms them to know there's someone else around to help.
I'll give you an example of what happened to me. I was en route to New Zealand via Johannesburg to Australia and then to New Zealand. And I was on an SAA flight and a connecting flight to New Zealand. I think it was an whatever the connecting flight was. But it was scheduled to depart at a certain time. And I arrived. And at the check-in, they said, you don't have the visa. I said, but I don't need the visa. I'm not going to Australia. You are going to be in Australia for more than, I think it was 4 hours. While you wait and you need, I didn't. And I had booked through an agent, and I phoned her. They hadn't picked it up. And to their credit, they managed to get me on a connecting flight to New Zealand that was going to allow me to...
Shorter
overlay in Australia. So they were marvelous in that regard. I think had I done the booking myself, I would have been in big trouble because meetings on the other side, etc. Exactly. So you're quite right. There is definitely a role to play, but what I want to get onto is the opportunities that came out of the terror of the COVID scenario where, well, clearly no one was traveling and you still had bills to pay and costs were rising, and you came up with quite an interesting innovative journey of discovery personally that became a business as well, or a business opportunity. But before we get there, why don't we take a listen to one of the songs that, we generally ask people that come on the show, give us a couple of tunes that we could play to chop up your on-air segments. And it also gives an idea of what we're dealing with in terms of who you are, because your favorite songs speak a lot about you. So tell me about your first choice. It's a tune by... St. Finnegan.
Yes.
And it's the title of the song is Grateful.
Yes. Isn't that... life's about being grateful. I think if you go through very hard and difficult moments, even in the morning when you wake up and you can just change that mindset just to say, phew, I'm healthy. If you can just do a grateful mindset, it changes your whole tone for the day.
Indeed. Very contemplative, very moving. It's a deep tune, and I have an idea that I'm dealing with someone that is rather deep in terms of still waters that flow, but deep. So here we are in the middle of a pandemic, and everyone is uncertain because there is suddenly no future. Well, you don't know if and when, when this thing is going to end. And if there's going to be any kind of business left at the end of that, because clearly everyone was locked down.
Grim.
And you, I read quite an interesting, moving piece, how you were in tears, worrying, as so many people were. I think we all were at one stage or another. And you came up with an interesting idea. Talk us through that.
So, obviously, the travel industry, in hindsight, was a two-year lockdown, basically. But it was a morning of my own journey, just to back up a bit. My own journey was my own weight loss journey of where I lost 60 kgs myself.
Let's just stop the bus there. You've just made a statement that is astonishing. You lost how much weight?
60.
You lost a whole person?
Whole person.
Wow. So you must have been a large lady.
Yeah, just to put figures into play, I was 120 kgs and I've lost 60 for the last 7 years and kept it off for 5 years. So it was my own journey of needing to get healthy. And
often one hears about dramatic weight loss. Well, your story was also like this. You'd lost 40 kilograms at first, and then you put it back on.
So I lost. So it was inspired by having to get married. You know, we all have that weight loss journey and wanting to get a little bit thinner for your wedding. And I did lose it, but I gained it back.
So you lost 40 kilograms to get married?
Exactly. So,
wow, why?
Well, you know, I think it's every girl's dream to look a little bit, you know, thinner in a wedding dress. And
what is this thing with thin?
Because exactly, it's such a wrong... I mean, looking back now, there is no such thing as thin. For me, it's all about healthier and longevity, and I think your mindset and the whole industry has changed too bad. But bouncing back 5 years ago, jy wil maar wees vir jou troue, né?
So you wanted to cut a particular... You wanted for the photograph.
You want to look good, Dave. Okay.
Fair enough.
And, you know, and I bounced straight back, not with the right knowledge. And I went to quite a dark space because, you know, you think your body is broken. You think it's your hormones, the thyroid. And
so how did you lose the weight initially?
Just initially by just eating less and exercise, you know.
Isn't that the recipe? Because everyone says, if you want to lose weight, just eat less and exercise more.
No.
And you say that's not the way.
It's not the way because you're doing it for an end goal. You're not doing it for a longevity purpose. And once that goal, you've achieved the goal of, my example, marriage, then what's next? So I think someone's input of what you want to do, your end goal, is sometimes not the right perspective. And the second time around, I did it for health, built my knowledge upon this. And but backing up is I went to the doctor and I said, listen, there's something wrong. The blood test, long story short, blood test came back that I'm a perfectly healthy fat person. You know, there was nothing fundamental to put me on, just to say, that's it, it's my thyroid. And that was a very dark space for me, saying, where am I going to?
So you were worried that because you had been very much thinner when you got married, now you'd put on the weight, you weren't happy with that image, possibly might affect your marriage, I don't know, but they were pressures.
You
say it was a health thing. Was your health taking...
My health was fine, and that's why the blood... And that's the dangerous part, Dave, is that there was nothing fundamentally wrong for me to say, okay, nou moet jy gewig verloor nie. There was no such thing. But obviously, visually, I was 120. And just to back up there, Mark met me when I was 120, and he married me at that. So I think...
So he probably quite fancies you as a big lady. Because there's much more of you to go around.
He loved me, and I think that also calmed me as, you know, he fell in love with who I was.
And then you became someone else, and he stayed the course.
So he stayed the course. So he's a keeper. That's a blessing. He's a keeper.
Okay. What does he do?
He's a fintech developer. He's all in that creative space.
And fintech.
He's all in the IT development and space. And that's what actually, Dave, that moment I walked around in COVID and losing my weight throughout. Remember, before COVID was my travel agency only. And, you know, once you've got a business, especially in a center, it's... You know, you live between those walls. And people then ask me, Marilyn, what are you doing? And I always gave advice, but never turned it into, like you say, something commercially and as a passion.
So people saw you losing tremendous amount of weight and you were healthy and happy, and they wanted to follow suit, as
follow
one
suit.
Does, yeah? They want your secret. What is your secret?
The secret. And the secret... I gave them the advice, and the secret to... There's a toolbox of a secret. It's not one or the other. And the secret is food is medicine. Fasting is our healer. Exercise is our longevity marker. And then the little cherries on the tops, like sleep, friendship, community. And once you actually... That little penny drop saying, it's not one or the other. If I take this or if I do that, I'm going to lose weight. You need to have a toolbox of health stuff to pull you through situations. And with that is I came home after a long walk, tears, saying, babe, we're going to turn this into a business. I want to help people get better and be empowered by themselves to heal themselves. Let's do this. And with the blessing of having Mark, we sat down, turned that sadness into and tunneled it into a little business, Marilyn Buster Wellness, and formulated that little business into helping people. And through COVID, I could do it online. And my little journey taking people through there is like a 3-month journey. So you check in with me every day, and I could do that.
Are you still offering that service?
Absolutely, and it's just grown and grown. And
so, what is your feeling about Ozempic and Wegovy and all these fat jabs, as they're called?
Fat jabs. During my time, what was a blessing is then your GLP-1s and peptides wasn't such a big thing. So people didn't. I have a lot of people that has lost so much weight now, and they'll say, "I'm doing it the right way, naturally," and people are, you must be doing, obviously, GLP-1s. But
I believe there's a lot of health complications that come with those shots. I've heard of people having gallbladders removed because they have been so badly affected by the weight loss shot.
Exactly. So there's a space, I think, in the peptide world and your GLP-1s. Just to back up, you make GLP-1 when you fast. So, by the way, you make it in your gut. So,
so is this the basis of your wellness journey? Fasting.
It's. Remember, I had to lose 60 kg. So, don't give me enough and surgery. I will go blank. I don't do surgery. So, when I did, I started. Your first protocol is food is medicine. I assess what I ate and what I did. And food was the base of everything. And then the intermittent fasting to stabilize my blood sugars. And, I mean, we can have a whole conversation on this. And then the prolonged fasting that helped me personally because I didn't have conditions, but I needed to lose a lot of weight. So the prolonged fasting, anything above 24 hours, 1, 2, or 3 day fasting, pulled my skin together. So I wasn't this person that lost so much weight and it just didn't sit well. So with that, Dave, the fasting helped me to reverse about 10 years of my metabolic age.
Wow.
So you get your chronical age, let's say you're 40, or you get your metabolic age, and that's your engine, right? So I reversed my lifespan by doing eating, fasting, better sleep behaviors, and bringing them all together. And I must say, people don't kill me in the exercise world, but my weak spot, my blind spot is exercise. I'm not the best. So I always say to people in their own journey, find your blind spot. Mine was exercise. It's not my go-to. So I have to work very hard to train every day. And right now, I know that. That's how we retain muscle mass and age better. But I didn't lose my weight through exercise. I lost it through food and fasting correctly. And then
that was the matrix for your wellness program.
That is the matrix. And then you bring in things that is your heart to become your easy. And now exercise, I love it. But you have to bring it all together, and it takes time, and the self-love, you have to invest in yourself over a long period of time.
It sounds fascinating. Is it expensive, your course?
No, it's a 3-month journey. It starts at 7-9 for 3 months, and you check in with me every day. So if you break that up in hours and all of that, it's not. Because I just find you cannot go and see someone once off to change behavior.
The point is you're getting the results. There's tangible proof that what you're talking about is actual fact, and the reality is there for all to see. So clearly your program, your wellness program works. We'll come back, possibly discuss that a bit more, but there's another aspect to Marilyn Buster talking about food. We'll find out a little bit more about that on the flip side of the next tune, which you've chosen. Josh Baldwin, Made for More. Give us the background to that one.
We are made for more, and this journey is exactly what it's all about. We are made for more.
Guest Marilyn Buster, who is the founder of I Travel Smart, Marilyn Buster Wellness, and Yummy Keto, which is, we haven't mentioned that yet, but now we're going to, because you mentioned that food is medicine, and I tend to understand what you're talking about. But there's certain foods that are not necessarily going to be of value to you in terms of health and wellness. And there are certain foods that, well, let's ask the question rather than make the statement. You have designed a range of foods that are good for you in certain circumstances.
Correct.
Explain that.
Probiotic foods. When I started my journey, probiotic foods were not in the market. And during lockdown, I actually started this whole range in my kitchen with kefirs, all the bone broths, just to heal the gut. Because your microbiome, which is your gut, is your first brain. If your gut lining and your gut is healthy, the rest of your body responds. Your gut access to your brain, your mental health is better. So I started in my own kitchen with kefir. And what is kefir? I know you're looking at me. Kefir?
No, I've just heard it pronounced different ways.
Kefir.
Kefir.
Yeah, there's many ways. But it's fermented milk. And your probiotic count in kefir milk is much higher.
Is that what it is, fermented milk?
It's fermented milk. Like sauerkraut is fermented cabbage.
Okay, because I know that correct. Traditionally in the Zulu menu.
Amazi.
Yes, but it's often referred to as sour milk.
Sour milk is very different.
Yeah.
Different strains. So your Amazi has a few strains where your probiotic count on your kefir milk is much higher. And that and once you ferment milk, Dave, people that's lactose intolerant, because the grain eats the lactose in the milk, people that's lactose intolerant can drink kefir. But I designed this with the aim of, I cannot find anything in the shops. And that obviously with bone broth as well, that leucine and bone broth just helps the gut lining to heal. And it's a great fast breaker as well. So I designed this with the aim of sorting myself and my family out, and that just transcended, obviously, in the stores.
Into a range of, it was more than just bone broth and kefir or kefir, because you also came up with ice creams, I think, at one stage.
We did. We've got, I know we need to bring it back, Dave. But
have you stopped the ice creams?
We stopped the ice creams for now, but...
Why? Because it was going
to.
Against...
I know. Yeah? People loved it. But there's so much. But I think the next step this year is we're going online. It's just distribution in our country is a little bit of a little stumbling block, but we're sorting that out, and that's our next 2026 go forward, is to take the brand online to reach more people.
That's the word, or the name of the range, Yummy Keto, gives a bit of a clue as to its genesis, in the form of that keto or ketogenic diet that a lot of folk have been tempted to throw away carbs completely and go completely caveman and keto and burning energy that way. Are you partly on that journey or wholly on that?
So we actually transcended the name to gut-stronomy because it's food-stronomy, gut-stronomy. So I'm definitely in the range of... we're not totally carb-free, because when we have to carb cycle for women with hormones, which is another little subject on its own, you need to lean into carbs to protect one hormone, progesterone hormones. So men also need to do carb cycling. But my whole journey is more whole foods. The humble potato is not going to throw your weight. It's more our processed foods. And people has the lack of reading the ingredients. And that's the journey of knowledge that I try to build through clients as well.
So you, through your wellness offers, are able to, we were talking off air about the fact that you are able to get people off blood pressure medication.
Yes.
For argument's sake. Is that a fact?
Absolutely. So blood pressure and all of those little metabolic illnesses is tightly linked to lifestyle. It's a lifestyle illness.
And you maintain firmly that it can be
absolutely
reversed. And although medical science will tell you that you're running a big risk, you stop taking these pills, you're going to stroke out, you're going to have a heart attack, you're going to do... And that's terrifying.
It is terrifying.
For the recipient of the news from a man in, or a woman in a white coat. Because that white coat syndrome, it's like, yes, I believe you. And yet, if you delve a little bit deeper behind the white coat, sometimes you've got people that are really good. Other times you've got people that are, for you, maybe on the wrong track. You don't know. The point is that we're all human and everyone's got a different philosophy. And I suppose, to a degree, people are beginning to understand that there are different routes to go and you need to explore what works for you. But getting back to you, can anyone take advantage of a program that you design and derive benefit from it?
And it's such an individual thing, because men and women are different and individual needs are different. And I think, to touch base, there's a space for doctors, but there's a space for functional medicine and there's a space for self-healing.
Wow.
And the approach needs to start as, where can I start first? And once we can start that approach, and coming off medicine is, it's a tapered approach. You start with what you're eating and you monitor it, and then you go and see your doc. And if your doc is prepared to work with you to taper off, example, high blood pressure or those type of things, then you're working with the right doctor. So I work hand in hand with doctors, and because there's a space for it. But it's starting with your behavior in your kitchen, in your own home. And once we can sort that out, then we start tapering to see how we can eventually self-heal.
It sounds very exciting, the journey that you're on, because I think everyone listening to this, anyone that is not enjoying fabulous health or possibly carrying weight that is detrimental to their enjoyment of life, and has tried conventional things, even the jabs that we were talking about earlier, which are not without risks and dangers. We know that now. Lots of research to indicate that there's no free lunch in life. Your philosophy tends to be more gentle, which I like, although I haven't really had much or any experience of it. I may be tempted after this. Look at me. Can you shrink me down?
I can make you healthier to live longer.
Really?
Yes. It's about longevity,
Dave. Good point to pause and to end this conversation and watch this because you'll be watching the disappearing man.
You're going to live long to be at Lifestyle Radio forever.
Well, there it is. I look forward to the journey. My very special guest, Marilyn Buse. We're playing out with your final selection, which is... Jamie McDonald, and Jamie McDonald left it in the river. What did he leave in the river?
Shame, guilt, and all those things in life that comes with the life of journey, and we leave it in God's hands.
Well, there it is. What a lovely thought. And thank you so much for joining me on the Dave Charles Show this morning.
Sure.
And I look forward to chatting with you more. You have piqued my interest, and that's always a dangerous thing. Thanks for joining me.